Thank you, Chair. I did not highlight in particular the procedure for preparing the compliance decisions, which I think you now refer to. I talked in general about all the MOP documents. But as the chair of the implementation committee explained quite at length earlier at this meeting, there has been really attempts to for the committee to to make sure that that the procedure in the preparation of its documents continue to be inclusive, because as you know, the documents or the draft decisions are prepared during the period of an intersessional period, in particular with respect to the follow-up to the MOP decisions from the previous meeting of the party. So there's a three-year period for the committee to analyze the progress made by a party to meet the requests by the meeting of the parties, and then it will report. So there is a constant exchange of letters with the parties concerned, and which then the committee takes into account in its deliberations. And now, as the implementation committee chair highlighted, there is an attempt for the committee to finalize its work by its meeting in March. You see the March 16th to 19th, there will be a meeting, which is a rather early stage, and considering that the working group will meet in June to finalize the document, the other documents that go to the meeting of the parties. So the implementation committee attempts to finalize its work already by March, so that it could provide as information to the working group as final compliance draft decisions as possible. And this is, of course, depends on the availability of the information on which these draft decisions are based. If parties don't provide the information that the committee requests them, it is difficult for the committee to meet the deadlines. But this is their aim that they will work towards. But you should also remember that formally the working group doesn't play a role, because the implementation committee has been mandated by the meeting of the parties to report to the meeting of the parties. The working group nor the bureau, they don't play a role, and they are not expected to intervene, but it is of course a very good opportunity and helpful for parties concerned to be able to comment the final final work of the committee. And this is now what will be done, which is the aim of the committee to do in June at your working group meeting. And your the chair of the committee also explained that this time the working group's agenda would have sufficient time for a thorough presentation of the compliance matters, so that also all the other delegations would better understand what are the issues at stake in the given compliance matters, and then would have enough time for dialogue and for comments, and the committee would then consider them, it would not. It would not be obliged to take them into account. It's only if it deems that necessary for it to revise its previous conclusions. This is a prerogative of the committee. Thank you.